This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
San Luis Obispo County is seeing an uptick in fraud connected with credit card skimmers, officials say. County inspectors say they've recently found 16 more card skimmers at three different gas stations around the county, and they aren't sure just how widespread the problem is. KCBX's Angel Russell reports. KCBX's Angel Russell looks into how the skimmers work and how you can avoid being a victim.
Arroyo Grande resident Robert Renetsky used his debit card at a gas station while on a road trip near Fresno a few years ago. About 20 minutes later, his bank froze his account and cited a strange charge of nearly $1,000 at a Home Depot in Burbank.
So far, there's no way logistically that I could have driven from where I used it at the gas station to the store that the people used my card.
Renetsky realized someone must have stolen his information from the gas pump he had just used. He was shocked, since everything seemed normal about the pump itself.
No, I didn't notice anything different. I mean, after that, I really pay attention.
SLO County Inspector David Aguayo says the technology is getting increasingly sophisticated. While some card skimmers are attached to the card readers on the outside of the gas pump, easier to spot, now the common skimmers are ones installed inside the pump itself, making them virtually impossible for consumers to detect.
The ones that we currently found in this last sweep were skimmers that actually had Bluetooth technology where the dispensers don't need to be opened up again.
Meaning, right when people slide their cards in, their info is being sent to the person who put the card skimmer inside. Aguayo says avoid pumps that are further away from the entrance of the gas station.
You use the stations that are closest to the convenience store to the cashier. We tend to have less issues or fines at those locations.
He also recommends if you don't have cash, pay with a credit card instead of a debit card, and keep a lookout on your statements, as scammers tend to start with little charges first.
Smaller transactions downwards to 99 cents, and those are usually a good indicator that there is something going on with your card number.
Aguayo says he can't say where the recent skimmers were found since it's a pending investigation, but he did say inspectors are stepping up their checks on gas stations countywide. Reporting for KCBX, I'm Angel Russell.
KCBX news coverage of California and the Central Coast continues in a half an hour.